Have you ever experienced those rare moments when your mind falls completely silent? Perhaps while watching a sunset or walking along a beach, your constant internal chatter briefly ceased and you felt an inexplicable peace. In these precious instances, you weren't separate from your surroundings. You became one with everything around you. This state of pure awareness is what meditation seeks to cultivate consistently in our lives. Most of us live trapped in what Ram Dass calls a thought prison. Our ego, that collection of thoughts defining who we think we are, becomes our entire universe. We cling to these thoughts desperately, believing we need them to survive. Like prisoners who've grown comfortable in their cells, we fear leaving this familiar mental space. Meditation offers a liberating alternative. Keeping your familiar thought patterns while gaining the freedom to come and go from them at will, recognizing you are infinitely more than your thoughts. Without meditation, we're controlled by an endless river of thoughts demanding attention from morning until night. Each sensory impression triggers a cascade of mental activity, pulling our awareness in countless directions. The goal isn't eliminating the ego, but transforming its role from dictator to servant. As Zen master Shunryu Suzuki observed, in the beginner's mind, there are many possibilities. In the expert's mind, there are few. We exist simultaneously in multiple identities, sexual, social, cultural, educational, with different aspects dominating as situations demand. Meditation creates distance from total identification with these roles, like pulling back from an absorbing movie to notice the theater. This doesn't mean rejecting your life story, but surrounding it with spacious awareness. All reality is relative, each version true only within specific parameters. The meditative state allows you to perceive events from multiple levels simultaneously through clear knowing rather than intellectual analysis. This clarity reveals the factors determining your choices, enabling optimal responses. When beginning meditation, expect both immediate changes and gradual transformations. Initial novelty may give way to feelings of stagnation, though subtle changes continue beneath awareness. You might experience boredom, the ego's resistance, or ecstasy, leading to overenthusiasm. Both require equanimity. Don't overreact to experiences. The less you expect, judge, or cling to experiences, the further you'll progress. Your body becomes a meditation temple, as the poet Saraha wrote. I have visited in my wanderings shrines and other places of pilgrimage, but I have not seen another shrine blissful like my own body. Find a position with your spine straight to maintain alertness, whether in a chair, cross-legged, or half lotus. What matters is keeping your back aligned while remaining comfortable enough to sit without distraction. Diet affects mental quietness, but let dietary changes occur naturally as your practice deepens. What you feed your mind is equally important. Consuming violent media while eating wholesome food creates an imbalance that disrupts meditation. Dedicate a specific space solely for meditation, even just a corner with simple elements like a candle or inspiring images. Used exclusively for practice, this space becomes consecrated with supportive vibrations. While beginners benefit from quiet environments, with practice you'll eventually meditate anywhere. As Hujwiri noted, when a monk goes into a tavern, the tavern becomes his cell. Meditation offers diverse approaches beyond familiar techniques. Choose methods aligned with your natural tendencies. Athletic people might prefer Tai Chi, scholarly types may connect with Vipassana, and emotional individuals often resonate with Sufi dancing or chanting. As you develop, you'll likely integrate multiple approaches that balance heart, mind, and body. Concentration forms the foundation of all meditation practices. This skill involves keeping your mind fixed on a specific object while letting distractions pass. Begin with any focus object, perhaps a candle flame. When thoughts arise, notice them, let go, and return to the flame. This process reveals how thoughts constantly grab at your awareness. For mindfulness of breathing, focus on breath sensations at your nostrils without controlling your breath. When your mind wanders, which happens frequently at first, gently return to observing the breath. The essence of meditation is this returning, this letting go of thoughts. Mantras, sacred words, divine names, or spiritual phrases repeated continuously concentrate the mind while connecting you to the sacred. A mantra creates a single thought wave, displacing all others, becoming a self-steering boat to deeper awareness. When practicing, silently repeat a mantra like Ram, offering other thoughts as sacrifices to it. Notice how the mantra's quality shifts with your mental state, delicate when calm, stronger when agitated. With consistency, the mantra becomes autonomous, spinning inside you with minimal effort. Eventually, as Kabir said, Ram practices my japa while I sit relaxed. The mantra does you rather than you doing the mantra. Devotion is the heart's path through prayer, sitting with images of holy beings, and singing to the beloved. This practice balances impersonal wisdom with humanity. Imagine a radiant being whose eyes overflow with compassion, loving you unconditionally despite your imperfections. Sitting before such a presence, returning their love, opens you to compassion and tranquility. Movement meditation transforms physical action into spiritual practice. In Hatha Yoga, specific postures channel energy, each embodying a unique relationship to the universe. Tai Chi involves flowing movements generated from the body's center. When mastered, practitioners lose ego in perfect movement, and movement becomes stillness. Mindfulness means being fully aware of each moment without judgment. Like sitting by an ocean where initial noise resolves into distinct sounds, mindfulness reveals the mind as changing elements rather than a single self. Through observation, you discover that everything constantly transforms. Meditation in action integrates awareness into daily life, turning ordinary experiences into opportunities for awakening. Even walking through a busy city becomes meditation when maintaining inner quiet through mantra or breath awareness. Various traditions offer frameworks. Karma Yoga sees actions as offerings to God, while following the Guru's path views experiences as designed for awakening. Meditation can begin anywhere, though chaos makes it challenging. As you practice, your life naturally reorganizes to support your spiritual journey. Your diet, relationships, environment, and habits shift without forced effort. These transformations occur organically as awareness deepens. Buddhism balances punya, wisdom, sila, purification/simplification, and samadhi, concentration. As meditation brings clarity, you recognize complications and begin simplifying, which enhances meditation and wisdom. Meditation reveals how attachment complicates life. Deeper states guide you toward simplicity, while practice highlights areas needing attention. Recurring distracting thoughts point to attachments requiring release. The journey toward liberation follows a spiral pattern rather than a linear path. Different phases emerge, sometimes pulling toward external methods like service, other times toward inner retreat. The key is following your inner voice without rigid attachment to any method. Your path to awakening is uniquely yours, whether through devotional practice filled with love, one-pointed concentration leading to silence, or movement practices cultivating balance. The journey begins with a step inward, willingness to witness your mind compassionately, and courage to discover what lies beyond thoughts. In that spacious awareness awaits your inherent freedom.